You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. I'm talking to you from a property in Singleton, one of a number of properties that the state government is going to resume to allow the Singleton bypass to go through. But not everyone whose land is being resumed is doing so willingly because of the offer they've been made to compensate them for losing their properties. When I say offer, I mean offers as in there are a number of offers that have been made that, in the view of these landholders, is way below market value. And here with me is Beck Hatch. She is one of those property holders. Beck, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
So, first of all, just explain this property. How much land is it and what do you do on the property?
Okay, so it's 12 acres. We have a Lucerne farm here. We sell hay, basically. Yeah, it's very fertile land right next to the town centre, so really close. And it's got an industrial shed on the block. So potential to have any number of businesses on this land.
Okay, the first question I think people would ask is, are you against the bypass?
No, I'm not against the bypass at all.
So the issue purely comes down to paying a fair amount for not having the property anymore?
Exactly. We just want enough money so that we can buy somewhere else, so that we can continue on with the business that we have. Yeah, that's all we want, just enough money to replace what we already have.
Now, there are a lot of issues that you and your husband have told me about. Before we get into those, though, and look, without, I suppose, speaking specific figures, you've had your own valuation. The government have done their own valuation. What is the difference between what your independent valuation is and what the government have done?
It's roughly about $500,000 difference. So, yeah, a huge amount.
How can it be so different?
I don't know how it's so different. Transport say that they use an independent valuer. My belief is that he's not really independent. I believe that he is thinking about his next paycheck in regards to contracts from New South Wales Transport. His offer initially was quite considerably low. It was a lowball offer, and since then they have negotiated up 70% from their initial offer to what their last offer was. But we're still a good $500,000 difference from what my valuer said the property is worth.
Are they including in the value the need to find another property that allows you to continue what you're doing here now, or does that not come into it?
No, it doesn't come into it. They call it market value. We don't get any sort of money for our loss of income. They don't seem to care about that. Our loss of businesses seems nothing to them. Our location doesn't seem to come into it. Storage doesn't seem to come into it. It's just purely market value.
So where do you sit at the moment as far as the process? I recall talking to people where they said basically they make you an offer and if you don't accept it, then it goes to the valuer general and basically compulsory acquisition occurs. So where are you in that process?
So we went to the valuer general on the 15th of July because we couldn't come to an agreement with transport. The valuer general can come back with less of an offer or more. If we don't agree with his offer, then the next step we go to the Land and Environment Court. To get there, it is an upfront cost of $30,000, which we will have to find. And if we go to court, it will be at least another $100,000 on top of that, which we would have to find just to get a fair price for what we've got.
And there's no guarantee the court will decide in your favour anyway either?
No, no guarantee at all. It's just a gamble. This whole thing has been a gamble. It's the same with going to the valuer general. It was a huge decision to make and it plays on your mind because you think, am I making the right choice? Because the chances are they might come back with less. They are all government agencies. So, we just have to wait and see and try and sleep at night and not worry about it. But, yeah, very difficult.
So how do you guys get by with this uncertainty?
It's been really hard. I feel like I've been a crap mum for 2 years. I have to have sleeping pills now. Yeah, it's horrible. It's been really, really hard.
And you were saying earlier that there's a bit more alcohol being consumed without getting too personal.
Very much, yeah. Yes, we need alcohol now, which is not good, not good at all. But anything to get you through it. It's just the tears that I've cried. It's really unhealthy. It's so stressful, and it's not good for your mental health, not knowing what you're going to do, how much money you're going to have. It's just been so hard, and we've had to fight every step of the way. And you shouldn't have to fight. We shouldn't have to fight for a fair price, I don't believe. That, you know, it should just be, here's enough money to buy something else so that you can pack up and go. And that's what I thought it would do, what they would do, but it hasn't been like that. I've had to fight for everything.
So we've talked about the process and where that's at. So what's the legal status at the moment of the property? Do you still own it?
Well, we think we still own it, but according to legislation, we don't own it. We still get the rates. We still, you know, run the land, but we've since been notified that we have to pay rent. Now, we haven't been paid anything. We haven't signed anything. We haven't agreed to anything. We haven't even come back to the value from the valuer general. But now we have to pay rent. And according to them, they take that money out of our final payment. They haven't said how much rent that is going to be. We haven't been notified that. It just says that we will be advised of that figure.
So how can you pay rent on a property if they haven't given you a check to say they now own it?
I've got no idea. I don't know how that works at all. You know, like I said, we believe that this is still our property because we haven't been paid for anything. We haven't signed anything. So I don't know how we're meant to be paying for something that we own. We own outright, and now we have to pay rent for it.
You're listening to Hunter Valley Today. My guest is Beck, who is one of these property owners in Singleton that is not feeling too good about what the government's offering to take their property off them, which they, according to the legislation, have already done because it's been gazetted, which means they technically do own the land. We'll take a break and continue my conversation right here on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM. You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catruppi on 981 2NM. Continuing my conversation with Beck Hatch, who is one of the landowners in Singleton, whose land has been compulsorily acquired, as they call it, for the Muswellbrook Bypass Project. And as Beck said at the start of our conversation, she and her husband are not against the bypass. They have nothing against that. What they're against is being made an offer that is below the market value, some $500,000 less than the independent valuation that they received. So we've talked about the current situation, Beck. Mm-hmm. In these circumstances, you would go to your local Member of Parliament and seek support. Dave Lazell, he's a good guy. What sort of help has he been?
We have spoken to Dave Lazell. We've had a number of meetings with him. Basically, he tells us that he's going to help us, and he hasn't done a thing. He hasn't done anything at all. He said to me that Transport don't have any sort of budget, that all they need is some sort of paperwork to prove that our place is worth what we're saying. I forwarded on the valuation that we had so that he had all that paperwork, and he hasn't replied at all, so he hasn't got back to me. Whereas he told me that all I needed to do was prove that it was worth X amount and it would be paid.
And what you've sent in valuation, I assume it's not just one piece of paper with a figure on it. It would have been a bit more detail.
No, it's about 40 pages long at least, yeah. And there's a huge detail in it. It's a number of quotes in there, a number of comparison properties. And I just haven't heard back at all.
Out of interest, the quote that the Transport for New South Wales got, was that to the same level of detail?
No, nowhere near. When we went into the negotiation meeting, we didn't actually even have a report. They spat out a figure to us, which I physically just wrote down on a piece of paper, but we didn't have any sort of written evidence of what it was, what properties that they'd use as comparison. It was just, no report whatsoever.
So have they ever given you an offer in writing?
I have, after I emailed them several weeks later asking, I specifically had to ask them for an actual valuation report. I received it in writing, but it was about 5 pages long. So nowhere near to the detail that what my valuer had put in.
Have you questioned them on why that's the case?
No, I haven't, because, you know, they don't really respond. They don't. They just don't. They don't respond to me. So I don't know what to do. I've got a solicitor and everything, and he speaks to them. But yeah, he's had the same response. They don't contact back, and yeah, that's all they've given us. So
Dave Lazell promised to help you, and you're saying he's not responding to you now.
Yes, I've emailed him several times, and I get no response whatsoever. The last email I sent to him, I said to him that they had transport workers trespassing on my property. That was probably 2 weeks ago now, and I haven't heard a response back at all.
So people trespassing from transport, you're saying, what, to start whatever they're doing for the project?
Yes, they were surveyors. They had surveying equipment, and they went right out the back of the property so that they were, you know, not visible to a lot of people, but my neighbour saw them. Prior to that, we received an email probably 2 days before them threatening us that they were going to come on, and if we objected to it, that they were going to charge us $3,300 fine. The dates that they gave us hadn't actually got to that date yet, so they sort of come on before the date had even happened on the letter. And they just come on, and yeah, no one can explain to me who they were or anything like that. Basically they want to come on, they want to dig holes, they want to drill stuff, they want to do all that geotech work, and I've got loosen crops in. So they're going to come in and destroy everything, and it's ready to cut. And yeah, I don't want them on the property, otherwise I'm going to lose more money.
So what's your message to Dave Lazell? And I'll follow this up with him and why he hasn't responded. But what's your message to him? I assume he's listening or will listen back to this.
I just want him to help us, to genuinely actually help us. Don't just talk to us. Don't just tell us what we want to hear. I want him to actually do something and help us.
And a good start would be actually responding to you.
Yes, that would be nice. Yeah, but don't say you're going to do something and then not do it, which is what he's done in the past, I believe. You know, he says he's going to do stuff and then it doesn't happen because he hasn't helped us at all. He told us that all we had to do was provide the paperwork and the money would be paid, which we've done. I've done that and the money hasn't been paid.
How long ago was that conversation?
It'd be probably about 6 weeks ago now, maybe a bit longer.
Do you think this, because there's not just you, there's a number of other property holders, do you think there's a chance this may affect the result in the election in March next year?
Yes, most definitely. I think it will. I know, I voted for Nationals, but yeah, I won't be voting for Nationals this time around. So yeah, not after what we've been through and how we've been treated, not just myself, but everyone, all the landowners are in the same position and, you know, they've just treated us like crap.
Hmm. Come on, Dave. You work for the people, not for a government department who seem to be running the show.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's just the, you know, and the bureaucrats behind all these people, these governments, they're mean. They're just horrible. They treat us like rubbish and like we're just country hicks. We shouldn't be, you know, given threatening letters the way we have, and we should be spoken to like human beings. And a bit of empathy would be nice, like we have to uproot everything. And, you know, they just don't seem to care. I mean, I've got my dead horse buried here, which I have to dig up in the next couple of months because, you know, the road's coming through. You know, it's hard. It's really, really stressful. It's hard. And they just keep on treating us like rubbish.
Are you resigned to the fact that you are going to have to move?
Yes, we are resigned that we have to move, but we're still yet to be given a formal date, which is really difficult because this, you know, it's a business, and we need to plan. We need to plan ahead. We've got equipment here that needs to go into some sort of storage, which I don't know where. You know, we need to know a date. But we still haven't been given that, so who knows?
Beck, thanks very much for sharing your story. And as I said, I'll chase this up firstly with Dave to see what he is doing or should be doing. And we'll take it from there. Thanks for joining me on Hunter Valley today.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
That's Beck Hatch on Hunter Valley today on 981.